Okay, thank you. Item seven, discussion and possibly provide direction to the city administrator pertaining to the water policy during the emergency declaration time period. And, Sonia, would you like to explain about the water?
Yes, sir. So, some of the cities, I talked to local city managers, and some of them, because of so many people losing their jobs and the economy going the way it is, some of the local cities have decided they are not going to charge late fees, and they're not going to cut off anybody's water during this time period. It allows people to kind of take a breath, not having to worry about their water. But that is a cancel decision. So I was just wanting some guidance from council on what y'all want to do. Do y'all want to continue with the late fees and shut it off, or do y'all want to close those for now? Me personally, I would like to see that we leave people's water on during this time, because people are suffering a hardship.
And waive the late
fees, yes, sir. That's what I'm asking, if y'all would mind doing.
I'd make a motion to temporarily waive the late fees, and then also to not cut anyone off during this period of, you know, however long it may be.
Right, during this process.
Right, yes. Right. So, and we'll work out, y'all can work out, Sonia, some type of payment plan that
yes, sir.
They can deem that's reasonable for them and us.
Yes, sir.
And
I want to, I would like to encourage anyone that's listening, the citizens, if you need to make arrangements, please contact the water department, or if you need my assistance, we're here for y'all Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I'm here for y'all 24/7. Y'all can have my cell phone number, whatever y'all need, we're here for you. So please don't hesitate in calling.
I'm second in motion.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to waive the late fees to when you not cut off anybody's water
during the crisis.
During this crisis.
Deleted anyone. So that's bizarre.
Well, yeah, that's not to worry about.
Yeah.
They had been deleted for some reason.
Unfriended.
Unfriended? Mm-mm. I haven't.
Whatever you want to be worried about.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm worried about. That's.
And here's the thing, too. I mean, now we have a social media policy.
Right.
And, there's things in that social media policy that we're violating, okay? And I have them here, but it's about two pages of stuff. However, with that said, now Sonia did say she deactivated, and I don't know nothing about Facebook, but to me, deactivate means it's not there anymore.
Right.
But you can go on there, and if you put your name, it's got the same picture of the Texas flag in that building, you know, out there that
no, I took all that off.
Okay. Oh, why is it on Facebook?
Yeah.
A few days. But it was on.
Yeah, it was, but I did remove it.
And it had the city address.
Right.
And you had on there about being the city administrator.
Right.
So you were purporting to be an employee.
Right.
Of the city, and therefore it could hold
right.
the city liable.
And that's why I deactivated it, because I had put all the disclaimers on there, and I admit that I made a mistake on that. But that's why I deactivated it, and that's why I do not want to be responsible for doing another Facebook. I simply am going to, like I said.
I mean, we have an avenue.
Right.
We have an avenue
our city.
On our website that says
right.
City News.
That's
and
it.
So we can put, as I'm saying, you've been doing is putting stuff.
Yep, and that's the only place I'm going to be posting stuff.
You know, everybody that has internet can get on our
right. I agree.
Page also.
I agree. And I, like I said, I'm asking council to say, to agree that I just don't have Facebook anymore, and that's fine. Because
right.
I don't want,
because
I don't want to be a problem to the city.
Right, we can't, and, you know, if we're going to have a Facebook, it has to be made to hold to the public.
Right.
And you can't pick and choose who can, you're going to be a friend and who's not going to be.
Right, and that's why I just think it's best just not to have it, because it's too much of a headache.
Yes,
I'm
going to make a motion at this time that we keep our Facebook page off of from the city news to keep it deactivated, and that we don't reopen our Facebook, anything on Facebook from us.
So, I mean, just to be clear with your motion, you said something about keep it.
No, do not.
Okay, do not keep it. Okay.
Right. Do not keep it. I don't like Facebook, period.
So now it just be on the web.
It's just on our legal team web.
Yeah.
I need a second.
I'll second that.
All right. Motion's made. Seconded. For the city not to have
a Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Okay. And the rent is at the agent.
All in favor?
And Rena said he ain't it, so he said that before we asked.
Okay.
All right. Number nine.
Yeah, number nine. Purposes for the council to discuss, consider the appointment of two new officers. The chief has submitted two new officers that he wants to hire, and we talked about it in the back, so. Somebody, I don't know if we need to vote on that or just
let him use that.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that our police chief make the decision to hire these guys or not.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
second it. Yes. Motion made to take it into allow the chief authority to hire two new officers. All in favor? Bill?
Bill, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And item B, council to discuss and consider the appointment of a permanent police chief.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to make a motion that we take Mr. Dorsey and put him on as a permanent chief of the Greensboro Levy Police Department. My decision is on that making is because he is known to all of the citizens of Bruce Bellady, and he has been doing a great job as the temporary chief, and I make a motion that he stays chief of police.
So, motion made and seconded to appoint interim chief Michael Dorsey as permanent chief of Bruce Bellady. All in favor? All opposed?
I oppose Mr. Mayor, but I would like to say why.
Well, let's get his vote first.
Okay.
Phil?
Right.
Okay, right. Okay. The reason why is nothing against Mr. Dorsey, though. He's a great asset to our community. But we have 11 other officers that have applied, and I feel like we need to do due diligence on our part, and at least maybe pick out about three of them, and him being one of them. And interview them. I just believe, that's just my belief, that we can...
We have the applications.
Yes, sir, we have the applications, we're looking at the applications, but however, in most cases, people interview people.
In this case, you were outvoted.
Yes, I'll explain why. So, citizen.
I knew our city police chief, stand up, say the right.
Congratulations.
Alright, so item C, council to discuss and consider the interim police chief's salary. Yes.
I make a motion that, the salary we get for the, police house.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded, is part of...
Also with, what was that? With on or with, what was it?
Well, this was what we was gonna...
Yeah, but I mean...
This was, he was, radioactive, back.
Right.
Retroactive.
Not radioactive.
Retroactive.
Make it say retroactive.
We could do that, and within a deal rate, to do that.
And then within a amount of time, working up to 46.
So the motion is to, starting out at 40,000, retroactive.
Consider the interim police salary, but we don't have any permanent.
Well, this is retroactive, he's been, interim chief for a month and a half. This goes back and pays him for that time he was appointed interim chief. Okay?
So when I get the permanent salary?
Do what?
He said what's gonna be his permanent salary.
And that is permanent salary.
40,000.
Starting.
So retroactive, I guess, to further explain it, Phil, would be, we're gonna make his pay retroactive as interim chief, and that's gonna be his pay, that 40,000, going forward for a period of time, and then we can raise it later.
How often do they have to raise it?
Typically, yes. Typically, the raises...
You did say 40,
right? Starting at 40. That's what we were gonna pay him. We were gonna pay him 40 as acting chief.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
and then, what about going 6 months?
And then get him around.
I mean, make the motion to address 6 months,
yes,
and then we can possibly raise it up to him.
Right. Okay.
So the motion is to
6 months.
30,000, retroactive to when he was first appointed interim chief, and then for 6 months, which time there will be a redeeming on this salary. You got it right?
I got it.
Second. All in favor? Bill?
Bill, right now? Yes.
Okay. Unanimous. Okay, D, council to discuss the computer. From the recent termination of a police department employee and potentially
I'm going to make a motion that we have to get this right. I want to make a, are you still there with me, Kayla? In case I'm still here, I'm going to make a motion at this time that we consider hiring Jay Stewart back, to rehire Jay Stewart under a situation and under certain conditions and terms, and with his new contract or with his new hiring stuff, as long as he abides by the rules and regulations of the police department and the city. Is that right? Is that about right?
I think that
works.
That's my
mistake. Okay. So by city and police department rules and regulations?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Anybody second it?
Nobody. Phil, do you want a second pass?
No, sir.
Okay. the motion dies.
It dies.
Due to a lack of acceptance. Item number 10, board compliance report.
The report is in your packet. Gene, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, you want to give an update on the meter situation?
As of today, there's 372 meters in the ground. All of Paul County has been gone, and we want to improve the area right now.
And then on top of that, they've also been working on the typical water leaks. There's been some main water leaks. They've had to do rereads. They had to do dead-end flushing. They've helped with the mowing stuff. But also, they've been a huge help during those rainy days when it was so rainy they couldn't be out doing really a lot. They went over to the new city hall, and they hung sheetrock, and they've been doing some of the floating and taping. Also, we've had a volunteer doing that, too. David Stewart has been doing floating and taping also. And that's it for the water department.
Okay. Jamie, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay. On those new meters that were put in, I believe one got put in up there someplace. Is there a little round disc looking thing on top of the meter box?
Yeah, Target, if you run to the kitchen and get that air balance, do you show the council member?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on my way.
Yeah, because I was out there and I seen this round thing, silver looking thing on the box, and I've got down to mess with it. I wonder what that is. And I pulled the whole lid off, and I seen that it was attached to the new meter. But I thought those meters were supposed to be wireless. There's all kind of wire bending in that.
That is an external antenna that makes the people look better. And if the rest do that, all we got to do is unhook it. There's still an antenna inside the meter itself. That's a collect and the rest of the stuff is just a wire.
Right. But I just thought it was totally wireless, and when I seen it, I thought, well, that's our grant that you should do that over a period of time. But anyway, I just thought.
I can take it off.
Oh, you can? And if you take it off, can you still read it without manually reading it? Electronically reading it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can read it. It's just, we might have to drive by to do it. Or pick up a good read.
Okay.
Right. I'm supposed to not have to go down like Ashley and Melissa.
Right.
If they've got some good tennis, we can go down like your aunt.
Right.
Pick them up.
Well, I wouldn't say that we needed to unless we had a rat problem, and then you might, at least you'll be able to take it off, and then it'll still work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
I got another one with water. I had questions about food line water in the box.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We haven't contacted the food line water tonight. There's no way that we cannot buy water 6 months out of the year. We have to buy water all year long. And that is our, we have to have food on it as our regulatory source of water. If one of our wells goes down, we don't have a way to provide water, food on it there to do that.
No,
that's why we have to have water.
Right. I understand we have to have water, but another person that used to work here and told me that he used to do, and he used to be with Blue Bonnet and the agreement there that you could, we had to buy so much water a year, that's right. But he would say, what he said was in the winter months, he would not buy it, he would bank it. And then we could use that and use it in the summer months. You still buy the same amount of water, but you're saving more for your summer usage, and then therefore, you don't have to be using off your wells, and it'll save us a little bit of money, because in the summertime if we just buy the normal, spread it out over a 12-month period by the same amount, then in the summer, we could have to use more, which is going to cost more than what we're originally contracted with. Jim, so can you check on that?
The first part, if I run West Street water out there where Blue Water's coming in all the time, because I'm not running Blue Water, then my Southern Street is going to go over. So I'm going to have to pay more to Southern Street.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know about it more than I do, but I just thought if that was an option and we have, we might look at doing that. Do you know if it's still an option or not?
Not that I'm aware of it. Since I've been here, I have no such an option.
Oh, okay. Well, was you here when Larry Roman was here?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
But we're still on contract with y'all. Let's look at it. I keep going to pull it out.
Now, I would like to see it. And just look at
okay.
it.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
And I want to make one more recommendation, and I'm going to have to act on every month, but last week we had a wreck from the interstate, and a driver or a passenger vehicle tested positive for pneumonia. So I've been at the office all week. I've been working in my throat. I want to recommend that Calvin and Johnny and Rudy not come in that office until this meeting.
Well, I mean, I think we need to be compliant. If y'all been exposed to it, then I think you need to set a quarantine.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sending away from everybody to the office. All the guys work. I've been riding myself.
Uh-huh.
And 30 meters. So, but that's something that, you know, we don't have the anywhere out there in the field. We have to get out here. There's no way around it. And we can call about a week if we're out there.
Alright.
If and when you think you get exposed in time, if you're recording so that you can.
That's what I did too, but I found out about it for parking so in about the situation.
Yeah.
I immediately, you know, that decision I was. I had been in that office at all this week.
Yeah.
All the pistols and stuff are not going, so yeah, we're good.
And if we need to get you or anyone else any proper PPE, then let us know or let Sonya know, and she can try to locate some.
They have masks and gloves already.
Right.
I mean, y'all have masks and gloves, but that's all, yeah, that's the only thing that anybody is getting. If the medical staff is having a hard time getting the stuff that they need, mm-hmm. and we deal with them on a daily basis. And it's hard for us to get that.
Right. And if we get called on something, I told Johnny, we're not going to need medical, but you know, if we got a wreck or a house fire, we have to help with this. You know, and then we got to come back to work.
I've got a few suits. It's they're Paraway suits. Paper suits, feet and all. I will try to get a few of them. I'll see how many I can spare. And I'll try to get some that y'all can at least put in your truck to have one, at least one or two in your truck if I can. I'll see what I can do.
All right, thank you.
Do you have anything else?
Oh, God. No, I
don't. All right. Thank you.
We can have somebody to contact the governor's office or someone there. I don't mind. I'm not saying that we will. I'm just saying that I don't do diligence for the city. actively trying to do that for me.
Okay, did you get that?
I got part of it. I didn't, couldn't hear
you. Want you to talk, contact the governor to see about getting the equipment and stuff that is needed for the police department.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's actually the governor, but I think you can go there on that webpage and find your contact. And like I said,
we're not doing anything,
right?
Yeah, let us
know
when
we
try. May I speak, please, Mayor?
Yes.
I have been having conferences 2 times a week with McLennan County and different health organizations, CDC, where we talk and we kind of relate to each other and see how we're doing. So my next conference is on Tuesday, and I will mention this to them on Tuesday. Because like I said, we've been having these meetings twice a week.
Yeah, we had one today with all of the city council, I mean not city council, with all of the city workers and the health department and the mortuaries and the funeral homes. We do it once a week. We have a meeting to get an update on all of this stuff. And then this afternoon I had a conference call with all the JPs. And they can't... It's hard for them to get any equipment. They leave it all up to the funeral homes and the mortuaries to get this equipment.
Today on TV, I heard it seemed they said Walgreens. Drive up there and you can get tested right then and get the results.
Just yeah, you get tested.
Real short, real quick.
Okay, the code enforcement report, they have 38 open cases, closed 6 this month, and they have 4 in court. Also, Frank has been working on the pavilion, and I'll just go ahead and give you all an update on that real quick. So where we're at is the air conditioning has been done, the air ducts has been done, and the sheetrock has been hung. They're in process of doing the taping and floating. The electricity has been run and has been approved by a certified electrician. So basically we're just working with volunteers and staff when it's raining, and I've even went over and plastered some walls. So we're getting it done, slowly but surely. I don't have an estimate on when it's going to be finished because, again, it's all about saving costs, and we're volunteering and staff is doing it when we can. So I may come out Easter Sunday and go over there and do some more. But anyway, that's where we're at on the pavilion.
Will you wall in it or you texture it?
We're going to texture it, so right now we're just tape loading it. What's a hopper? Can you teach me how to do it? Cool. I'm going to texture it some more. So loud.
Jane,
is that you talking?
Jane. Hello, Jane.
Mute your phone. Okay. That's it.
Engineers report. Item 12, engineers report.
Johnny, are you on the phone?
Are you here, John? Johnny, are you on the phone?
That's all I know.
Thank you, sir. You want to give us your report?
Yes. Oh, yes. I sent it in a packet, and it's kind of like what I've done before. And the first page of it is the wastewater system. You go down to the app there, you go down to I-10, I put in the mold of the thing to change those on the right side, so size B and E is required, and then size A, B, E, F, G, and H, and D. and I believe the council is working on the toll problem. And the I-13 is 99% complete on the design of the treatment plan and the collection system. And on the next page, page 2, that's just outlining some of the things that I had sent to the council before about the items that slowed down on the agenda, so we can wait till then to talk about that. Creekside Branch Street is a 25-meter subdivision, it's not in the city limits, but it is within the city warrants its service area. And we completed the plan, but we're waiting on the final plan approval by the county before we can anchor the plan and get this. Eden Farm Remington Lane subdivision is a 42-meter subdivision on Remington Circle. And it's all supposed to be subdivision, but funded entirely by the development, no bond to the city. And the construction on the Remington Lane subdivision is complete, and the water facility is in service. That's all I have. I'll answer your questions.
Okay, Johnny, on that, or maybe Sonia, what on that site, A, C, E, F, G, and H need deeds? How much we like on those deeds?
They are at the title company. And I'm waiting on the title company, but...
How long have you been there?
About 3 weeks. Maybe a little longer.
Everything being shut down.
But that's the thing, with this COVID-19...
Okay.
I can't give you good numbers because I would be lying to you.
What about that legal counsel working on the Cohen property? We've been working on that a long time.
Yes, we have. And they wanted some more literature, I guess, put in there would be the words. So the water line is running under the house, and they wanted the city to say, hey, we're not going to come and tear your house down to get that water line. But we said in return, that's fine, we can do that, but we need something to remove us as being responsible if you get a water leak under your house, that we're not going to fix it. So the Stephanie Schwab has been working on that, and I will email her tomorrow or either Monday or Tuesday and get with her and see where we're at. But that was the last update that I have.
We've been doing this going back and forth for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, we thought we were done.
We need to see what our options are on it.
Well, we thought we were done. We really did. I mean, we thought, okay, fine. We're final. Is it Carpenter? I can't remember.
Is that here in Waco, maybe?
Do you remember their lawyer?
No. Stephanie is with our firm, anyhow.
He was wanting to know what the other company.
Yeah, what the other company. We have been working specifically on any of the other properties. I think that's where we work on it.
So are y'all working on this Cohen property, Caleb?
Stephanie is. I don't know any specifics of it, okay. But I can get an update as well.
Oh, okay. So the name is Hal Smith Lee Law Firm. Okay.
No, that's our law firm. I don't know who the opposing attorney is. But our law firm had it all straight, and then they came back with this new thing. So Stephanie's been handling it.
Is there any way we can push a little bit, Caleb?
I will definitely ask.
Okay.
To see.
Okay.
So send Stephanie an email tonight.
Okay, thank you.
And
waiting on lift station deeds, is that the same thing?
Johnny, it is.
Waiting on those deeds?
Yep.
Okay. Right. So Johnny is hands and tied until we can get all this stuff. Is that right, Johnny?
Yep.
It is. That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Mr. Wiggins.
Item 13.
Mayor, excuse me real quick. Can I address something to Mr. Wiggins, please?
Yes.
You used to work with the railroad?
Yes.
Do you know who I need to get in touch with to get the land for the lift station? I've been emailing.
Well, I didn't work for
Union. Oh, okay. I got numbers, but the guy never calls me back. Mm-hmm. He doesn't answer emails or phone calls. So I wasn't sure which railroad you had worked for. I remembered you worked for one, but I didn't know which one. Anyway, okay, that was it. Sorry.
What your name?
To purchase a lift station from the railroad. And they never return our calls.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm already on saying, I got a nephew, he's retired, he's been with him. There's an executive year, so he's been 40-something years with him, so.
Oh, no, he's good. Yeah, if you could reach out to him, that'd be awesome.
Maybe, I mean, you have to.
Then hurt the ass. Then hurt the ass.
Right.
All he can do is sign that, right?
Item 13, Finance Council to consider, discuss, and possibly take action on approving invoice.
No, I don't know if anybody can hear me. This was a very bad idea to have a city council meeting tonight.
Well, they're doing the best we can. We're doing the best we can.
It is so hard to hear the proceedings right now.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
We're doing the best we can. Thank you.
I'm sure, ma'am.
Council consider, discuss, and possibly take action on improving invoices to be paid to Extraco Technology for Technology, the city's technology support for the new city hall. This will include mapping all technology services, cameras, phone systems in the new building. Judge Madison has approved these to be paid from Core Technology and Core Security Funds. $4,950 from the Technology Fund, $3,175 from the Core Security Fund, for a total of $9,125. This is from the City of Court, and it's approved by the Judge Madison. Go over it.
Okay. I'll make a motion that to approve the purchase of the...
Do you want to know what it is first?
Well...
Yeah. I mean, I know you have the invoice...
Security camera wiring project proposal is what I'm looking at.
And then also a new phone system, because over there we have to have a phone system.
I'm looking at the...
Okay. I just wanted to make sure there was no question.
$20 you lay. Then you can still hear us, but we can't hear any background noise.
We can hear all the background noise. Maybe that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think that's what you're hearing, because we're hearing it too, but we can't control other people's phones. All we can do is ask them to put their phone on mute, and that way we can't hear them or any background noise. But they can still hear us. So, anyway...
Did you make a motion?
Yes, I made a motion.
Wait, I didn't get the motion.
I made a motion for the security camera wiring project proposal and the phone system labor proposal, which plumbed out to $9,125 for extra code. Extra code technology.
Rita seconded it.
You seconded it? Okay. Motion made and seconded to approve $9,125 for the technology and the telephone and all that stuff here in the city hall building. All in favor?
Sorry. You go right now? Yes.
Item B, Council to consider, discuss, and possibly take action on approving posters for bulletproof glass, which is recommended by the Court Security Division. There are not any HUD vendors to supply this service within our area, and that's the people who are supposed to give a chance to make bids on.
Mm-hmm.
and the rental units that do this.
Yeah, I did.
This will be paid to a court jurisdiction for Judge Madison. So it's estimated at $4,502.44 plus for the glass that you go in, water, court, and water.
That, now there is, I was looking at these two estimates, there's two estimates, and there is a little difference in them, and one is the, we order the glass, and I did talk with Sonia about this inquiry, so we ordered from California, and there's a difference in the size between that one and the other one, and I don't know why that is, but... And then the one from California says it has a no hole, so where the other one from Waco has a hole for speaker hole, I mean. And it's 3/16-inch glass, the one from California, and it's not installed. We have to install it. Versus the one from Waco, it is 3/4-inch laminated polycarb, and the labor material is furnished, and it's a local company. However, it's about $2,000 more. So it's the bid on it is $6,566.
Who's the company?
In Waco, it's Bullseye Glass.
Okay. The reason I'm saying, and it was shot down when I was mayor.
Okay.
By bulletproof glass, and at the time, Patterson Glass was going to do it. They had to order it. I don't know if you remember that or not, Alan. When we packed out.
Yeah, I remember Anderson.
Yeah,
I know. What happened?
Yeah, because they didn't want to pay that kind of money yearly for it, so I don't know. Anyway. All right, so what are we going to try to do with them? Or?
Well, I mean, we're just discussing it. I mean, from what Sonia said, that Frank said he could put it in.
Yes.
He could install it.
Right. He said he could install it. My concern with it coming all the way from California is if it gets broken, are we going to get charged for it still?
I wouldn't.
Or if we break it when we're installing it?
And you know, sometimes when you buy stuff, I've done this on every time, and you get what you pay for, but I'll say, well, I'm gonna save a little money and I'm gonna buy that cheaper one. And then down the road, I'll say, God, I wish I would have done that. I wish I'd spent that extra money.
But the reason I was just saying is, well, you might call Anderson's and see what the writer wrote, but I know that at the time, for it happens, I can stop. They had to get it from their, what do you call it, consumer or whatever.
From my understanding, the guy, that company in Waco, is a distributor. From my understanding, I could be wrong though. So don't quote me.
You want to say something, Phil?
Yes, sir. Just for the council's information, I'm interested. Let's all go into this with your eyes wide open. That the California firm is Two Brothers Glass, which belongs
to buy it.
Nelson and Elias. Just so you'll know.
It belongs to Nelson Tobias.
Oh, you said Nelson Tavares?
Tavares. Correct. Yeah.
I wonder if you can get an estimate for it.
Okay.
Where is it?
Okay.
He owned it, and I specifically asked. Never mind.
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. I'm glad you brought this to our attention. We wasn't aware of that.
We don't want to shoot
the person. And I'm not a stranger.
Right.
Now, just saying that.
Okay, so he sold that company.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sold them back.
That's where I come to write up.
Right. Okay. Well,
to me, that has nothing to do with it, or to me.
Well, I'll make that
up. If you get the product and the good product, it doesn't matter who you sell it to. Escobar over there, the good Lord, if he sold good product, you know, that's at a reasonable price, I'd buy it.
I like most of them would go with this local company in Waco, and they'll come out and install it for us. And that way, if something happens on that installation and they break it, it's on them.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, but that's just saying. I didn't know if y'all already had bids. I just...
Well, I don't know nothing about it other than what I got. I don't know who took the bid.
Frank did on this glass because I didn't know who to call for the bulletproof.
Yes,
now, if council wants, I can make some phone calls and do some research. I don't know where to start looking for bulletproof glass.
Well, I don't know.
I Googled, but I didn't find anything good. I don't. So if y'all like, I can look into it and get in some quotes.
Well, I would go to California looking for glass.
That's why I say I would like to ask the council to let me possibly get some quotes on my own.
Well, like I said, you got Anderson Glass, you got Freddy's.
Hold on, I'm writing. Anderson, I'm going to write. Well, I did, but I didn't find any that I didn't feel confident in. But I can do some research. I let Frank do that blast, and I did not, didn't put two and two together with the two brother things.
What?
Okay. Until, like, I'm like, okay. So I will call Anderson Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
And our local area?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think the number is 857-600, something like that. And it's not a conflict of interest. My daughter used to work for him.
I was just going to ask you that. You read my mind. Anybody else have any suggestions?
And you can call Freddy's Glass.
Freddy's Glass.
Yeah, Hall Glass. Up there and talk to Russell or talk to... Ready.
There we go.
And just tell him that Ricky told you to call
him. Is he going to charge me more when I say that?
That's not.
He's
probably. Well, I can't say that. Okay. We're
going to table there, and then Sonny's going to reach out. Yeah,
I think
that's better.
Okay.
I remember that. Yes, sir. Table it. We're going to table it. Are you okay with that, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
hey. I've seen the city of Bristol City final audit for fiscal year ending September 2019. That's the green book.
Yes. And you're not voting on anything with it. It's just that's your final audit for 2019. It's just your information.
There's nothing to vote. And there won't be any one from the farm there?
Once this COVID virus is done, yes.
Okay, so if someone will come
farm
at the...
Right. So normally what would happen is the audit firm would come out and they would present the audit to you all. And if y'all had any questions, y'all could ask them. But I wanted to give you your books so y'all could go ahead and start reviewing them and seeing and get your questions together. So once all this virus stuff is over, we can have that meeting.
Okay.
But I didn't want to wait on getting y'all the books any longer because that way y'all can be reviewing them.
Can we get our book back so we can continue to go with our book?
No.
Okay.
You're responsible for your own back.
Right. Yes. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Hi, guys. I have one question. All right.
Yes, sir.
There's a November council meeting. You just brought up the account that somebody knew about.
Right.
Why was this audit conducted somewhere before picked that up?
So I asked the auditor that question because that was very alarming to me. I thought the same thing. Y'all been getting these audits every year, but this has never been, nobody caught it. But then I caught it. So anyway, when I asked him, he said on those accounts, what they do is they pull invoices and they pull, like, checks to make sure that it wasn't fraudulent, as in who got paid. They don't verify that those expenses could be paid out of that account. That would be our finance director or the city administrator's responsibility to verify that the correct checks were used and all that. They just verify that the check went to the company it was supposed to go to and why it went there.
Okay.
And that's, Mr. Reyna, that's a question whenever they come that I would like for one of you got one of you council members to ask, just so y'all hear it directly from the horse's mouth.
Okay. Okay. Based on agenda item 14, council to discuss, consider, and possibly take action on the
mayor has to live with himself.
Which is approving a bid for payment for the tavern on the stadium enclosure. 3D, approving a bid for payment for the play on the installation. As stated in the New York Resolution 319 Committee, does not appear to be voted on by the council.
Okay,
Okay, and I asked for this possibly put on the agenda, but the insisted on putting it on the agenda.
Yes, sir, that's what I was thinking. I put that item on there, and here's why. As per the recording of November 14th, 2019 meeting pertaining to...
They also have an audio recording.
Yes, audio recording. Yes, sir, I listened to that. That's what I'm just reading here. Item 3B, okay, if you listen to that recording, approximately 15 minutes, 36 seconds into this recording, you'll hear Frank Warren stating that he had a couple of bids with a few more coming in, and another just came in on his phone for $22,800, and another one was supposed to come in today, but didn't quite make it. So $17,189 was the lowest bid at that particular time received. But he said he doesn't know the exact amount, but it'll be in that range, okay? Then the bid that was issued for this work was given to Marino Designs and Remodeling in Eddy, which Frank's daughter works for this business, and from my understanding, Frank himself has done work for Marino Designs. Marino Designs bid on this work on November the 20th, 2019, just 6 days after the meeting, and was for $16,900, which is $289 below the other bid of $17,189. But the most interesting thing about the bid that Marino put was that it's almost identical layout and verbiage of the $17,189 bid, but $289 lower. Then on December the 2nd, 2019, the contract was drawn up between the mayor and Nelson Tavares, the owner of Marino Designs, to remodel and for this store. First, what was the cutoff date on the bids? Don't know. Second, if there were other bids coming in, then why didn't Frank wait until all the bids were in and then bring them before the council for the council to discuss and vote on the matter? By the one bid coming in on the phone during the meeting, and Frank stating that the other bid was supposed to come in, but didn't quite make it, kind of leads me to believe that the cutoff date was November 14th by the meeting time. And then as per the recording of November 14th pertaining to item 3C, payment for spray foam installation, if you listen to that date recording, it's on there now. And approximately 20 minutes and 28 seconds into this recording, Frank Warren stated that everybody was in the same ballpark area on this bid and that they were all close. Motion was made and passed to approve this spray foam bid. Then in the audience, a citizen, which was me, asked how much the bid was for, because it was never stated. and Franklin Flight around 28,000. However, after I further reviewed this matter, the bid was issued to someone whose bid was not present at this meeting. So it's apparent in this case that there were no other bids for this job, according to the recording. But the bid was given to someone else. While these two cases bring up possible cause for impropriety and possible conflicts of interest due to Frank being a code enforcement officer and in one of them solicits bids for the project from the city, this type of bidding process, this type of bidding process cannot continue within the city. These cases should be brought before the citizens in order for the citizens to see, I think, word of them, but also that the council now has changed how bids are done. I just don't believe it was right, and if the bids should have been, if there were more bids out there, then he should not have brought any bids to that meeting for the council to vote on. And that's all I want to say.
During that council meeting, when Frank had approached us about these bids and stuff, we did not make a motion to accept a certain amount. We made a motion that we get this done and that to the lowest bid that we could get.
And 1789, let me repeat that, 1789 was the figure, and as per the November meeting minutes, it states that. So if the minutes were prepared by Sonia and approved by the council in December. Mm-hmm. So if that wasn't right, then they should have been corrected then, and they wouldn't. So as stated, I don't believe it was right then, but we're going forward now, and I just want to bring it to everybody's attention, and going forward now, then we're going to make sure that if there are bids out there, that they're closing date on it, and when they come before the council for approval, there's no more, well, we're going to go out here and might have another bid coming. We don't need that, because that's going to get us lost.
Okay, well, at this time, I'm going to make a motion that we do not accept item 14.
You're going to involve the city. Right now, it's just these two that are
some of these too.
No, that's what I said. It's going to, like Rick said, move on to do it. It's not been done, so how are you going to straighten it out?
So you're not considering.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish this. So, the majority is already not being considered, how did board change?
Wow.
Okay. Next item on the agenda, land use, this is a concern from Tony, West Pfizer is here tonight, so I'm going to accuse myself and turn this item over to him.
Number 15 is his land use. Council to discuss and consider and possibly taking action on property deeds owned by Alice and Les Bass. A survey was done in 2006 where a marker was missed, resulted in the survey being inaccurate. In March of 2018, Eddie and Seven Land Hold County, FSC, repotted properties donating 44.353 acres to the city. This survey was based upon a 2006 survey and resulted in joining properties being resisted by this era. Mr. Bass is asking the council to consider allowing him ownership of one small strip of land in trade for another small strip. Mr. Bass is agreeing to pay all expenses resulting from this land trade to include all legal and surveying expenses upon council's approval. Mayor Bass will be removing himself from this item as this is his son and daughter-in-law's property. Discussion.
When we swap this land, is with our plan and everything, are we going to have, Wes, you're here, so are we going to, the city, going to have a clear bid, to have a clear title, because this involves three people here, yes, sir. You, the city, and the solar company, I guess,
me and the solar company, y'all side doesn't affect anything over there. The side that I'm wanting to work with is just between us two. I have to go to them on the other part.
Okay.
So, no, y'all would have a clear deed.
We'll have a clear deed
for the lawyer, the appraisal district, the surveyors. Y'all surveyor went back out there that did the land on y'all side originally. They went back out, and everybody was in agreement that we had to come to agreement on the boundaries on this thing. When I had this surveyed out, the first part that caught this, I had to go ahead and back that survey up so I could go ahead and sell that piece. So I have that piece that's in question there. I went ahead and surveyed the second piece just so I knew if there was a question there for the 8 acres. So I had the surveyor go ahead and make the 8 acres. This piece is already grown up. It wouldn't cost me anything else. I've already paid $5,000 to have all of this done. I don't want to back the 8 acres back up because I got to have another survey. It's useless land. It's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
So where it says right now, the part where the 14 acres is, I would deed that to the city. And then the part on the 8 acres, I would like the city to do that part of me, and I would get the lawyers to draw up the paperwork for it and presenting my land to the city and the city for y'all, and y'all's lawyers review it. Everybody's happy.
And it's got the survey and all that on the new.
It would have a survey and be, you know, and it would be a special warranty deed. It would be filed at the courthouse. And now there's no dispute, and everybody's paying taxes on what's really there. The problem was in the early 1900s, 1901 and 1905, when they were starting out, whenever they measured them in yards, they went out and did these things, and then it wasn't touched again until like in 66, and then again in the 80s.
Well, that was all grown up at that point, and that's how that one state got missed all these years. So, actually, they only found 8 of the landmarks out of 13, and that one that was found on my property was one of the ones that they missed. So, really going back, I spent 12 hours down at the appraisal district, the gentleman, talking to all those people, and they were grateful enough to help me go through it. There was one deed that was missing in page book 622, page 52. They couldn't find it anywhere, but we had to go prior to that. That's what took us back to 1901 and 1904, and then survey has been the same all the way back. So it's always been a problem there, but the reason why nobody ever caught it or anything is because it's useless land. Nobody goes down there and just, I guess, with cattle, you know.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'd like to make the motion that we do the land swap, you know, provided that we're going to make sure that the city has a clear deed and everything, and everybody will have the correct deed. If the city ever did want to sell it, well, then we wouldn't have to go through that issue. And thank you, Wes, for giving us all the information and giving a little background on it. Thank you, sir.
Do I have a second?
How do you feel, Phil?
What do you think, Mr. Phillip? Phil?
I want to thank Wes for all the work that he's done, the pictures he's provided, and all the surveys that, on copies of surveys. So I don't have a problem with that going forward with this.
Okay. All right. Do I hear a second?
Yes.
Got a second?
I heard it.
All right. All in favor? It's unanimous. How about you, Phil?
Yes. Okay.
So how do we...
The mayor, will you let the mayor back in there?
Yep.
And just to add on that, just as soon as I can get that stuff done with all this going on, so I'll try to get the surveyors and get the title company and all that stuff over there. I'll get that done.
We need more money for the sewer, for one thing. And then there are different things that you can pick and choose from that will affect the final cost of the sewer. So, for instance, you can pick one of these or not pick them or whatever. Service connection lines at homes, so the estimated amount of $1,345,000, that's for picking up the houses, buildings, to the sewer, which was originally budgeted in $20 million. You can look on page 15 in your packet that you got in front of you from the sewer. This is a Bradley cooler with 8 lift stations connected to the actual plant itself. There's about $2,552 for Bristol, $1,352 for the cooler.
I didn't get that thing.
Anyhow, this is a brake venom from the engineer. Stated that February the 7th. 2017, 3 years ago. And all it is, as if you throw it all up, it's down the bottom, is for $10,180,000 for 420. at $10,180,000. And that's the amount that we originally applied for when we did actual loan and grant. This is why we chose this amount, because this is what we were given. And if you'll read it, then you'll see.
Well, I'm staying corrected. I did get part of it.
You'll see that it includes street repairs and the green sewer line, 6-inch, 8-inch, 10-inch, manhole, cleanup, service line, out and cleanup, that's in the highway. Bore, road bore, and even basement, going underneath roads and streets, but there's an amount for roof slate, for the school, for bedding, for the lift stations, and it even has a 10% contingency fee added into that. And it all adds up to $10,180,000, and that's what we originally got the money grant for. And now it's gone up to
13 million now.
But that doesn't include the streets and connecting to the houses. That's just increase.
That's just the USDA steel and the Tabor and...
Johnny, are you on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you chime in here?
We want to know why it changed, why the price has changed.
We're done in 2016, and it was revised in some areas that USDA requested. So in 2017, that's the number that was submitted, $10,180,420. But just like when this channel was met with us, when you submit an application, they never tell you ahead of time that, oh, it's going to be 45% grant. It's just the total amount. And then they determine how much is grant and how much is loan. And so in the case of the $10,180,000 application, they determined that 45% would be grant. We came back after we got all the surveying of all the streets done, and we got cliff-based sites located, and we had specific numbers of manholes, specific amounts of sewer lines, and the size of the lift stations. The amount just went up. It's $13,436,000 before you add the private property service work and before you add
the
original estimate.
Under Bruce, line number 6, service line, tap and clean out, 880 of them, $800 each, $144,000.
Yes, sir. And most of you probably know this, but when you're laying a sewer line, you have to put the tap in as you lay the line before you put buried. And so the tap is the part that they saddled onto the sewer main that is a location for a
service line.
And then you extend the service line over to the property. And as just to the property line, and then you add a clean out to the end of that, so there's a place where both the customer and the city can access a clean out for that line. And if you look on the new estimate, down on item number 20,
what's the data?
That a service connection to include new wire, ADN, and two-way clean out is published and see service line. That's a service line that will always belong to the city. If you notice, it's $1,000. So the number that's in the original estimate are the same ones. What's not in that is running a service line, a private to the house.
Okay. So if we wanna hook it, so 13,436,000 will basically just get us sewer lines, and then it'll be up to the individual homeowner, I'll say, or business owner, whichever case may be, to furnish, to pay for the service line, the hookup, I'll call it whatever, I might use the proper word, but from the service line to their house, and then they'll also have to pay for the septic tank service, then have it pumped out and then filled in, right?
The 1,000,000.
That's the 13,000,000.
Do not pursue the optional bid item.
Right.
Specifically for that one. And that's correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, if the city wants to pay for everybody going to get hooked up.
It's not valid.
Hello?
If the city wants to pay to have everyone hooked up to their house, will pay for taking their septic tank and cleaning their septic tank out, and they're pumping out of it, and then crushing it in or filling it in, whatever the requirements we have to do there, and then buying the grinder pumps and installing the grinder pumps. And all of that, that's 1,960, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. So, it looks to me like by this new figure on our interest rate, which is 1.875%, if we said that we're not going to pay for to have everybody hooked up, then we're looking at approximately, and considered we get the full 45% grant. Then we're looking at about $65 a month. Are you over here, Terry?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, is that right?
Hang on, let me get my paper.
Okay. And just wait, while you're getting okay. Your paper, just where everybody will know, that 1.875% is good until the end of June. Is that right, Terry?
Yes, sir, that is correct. That's the current interest rate in effect.
Okay. And then if we do, if there's an interest rate that comes in lower than that, then we will get that lower interest rate, but we will not get a higher interest rate, right?
Well, if the city decides to proceed with applying for additional funds, and those funds are committed before June the 30th, then that locks in that 1.875 interest rate.
Right.
When the loan closes, if the interest rate is lower at the time of loan closing, the city will benefit from whatever that lower interest rate is, but they will never go above the 1.875 for the new loan. Now, the older loan is at 2.5% right now.
Okay.
So, both loans at closing, if the interest rate is lower at the time of loan closing, both loans will benefit from the lower interest rate.
Okay.
But they will never be higher than what we lock in the rate for at the time of approval or obligation.
Okay. So we're looking at $65 if we just don't pay for anything, everybody's on their own. And then if we say, well, we'll pay for everybody's hookup and septic tank service, I'm going to call it, pumping it out, filling it in and everything, then it looks like we're looking at about $71. And then, so that's about $6, about $5, $6 higher a month.
That is also, let me just
put in there, and it's also only on the condition that we are able to get another 45% grant.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, right.
And so, that would be the best case scenario.
Right. And then if we said, well, we want to do the private property service work and the street have, which is option three, the street rehabilitation, including full depth, recycle 6 inch, 2 4 surface treatment, 13 and a quarter miles of that, then that's going to put the price up to $76, $75.88, and that's estimate. So we're looking at either 65 or 71 or 75, 76.
Again,
what
you're saying,
right.
I can't make a guarantee,
no.
But I can get another 45% grant.
Right. That's the best case scenario. And if we can't get the full 45%, then these prices could increase, what, $10,
$15? Based on 100% loan for the new account, yes, you're looking about a $10 difference for each of those factors.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. If we decide to let's go ahead and once we say, tell you which option we want to do. Private property service work or no option, everybody on their own, or the private property service work and street rehab. Once we decide to do one of those options, then that's going to give you the okay to go out here and see if we can get the loan and see if we can get the additional grant money. However, at any time, we can back out and say, you know what, we decided we don't want to do this deal. And we can do this, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So just for the citizens to know, by us making a choice tonight to go ahead and on with this and see if we can get the money, we need to do that. Where we can really find out how much it's actually going to be. But keep in mind, we can always back out of this deal. But now, also keep in mind, folks, that if we do back out, then all the money that we've spent, the city has spent so far, we're going to have to eat.
I have that number.
And Sonia, do you have that number?
I have that number.
What is it?
That number is $942,415.26. That number does not include an invoice that I got from Johnny Tabor for $56,070 that hasn't been paid yet.
So we're looking at $5 million.
About $1 million to be lose if we back out.
That's about $1 million.
That includes the land, yes, sir.
Right.
I put a copy of this on y'all's desk also. I'm sorry.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Are the a while back, there was some discussion brought up on Facebook about applying for additional grants from other sources. And she was going to check into that. I just wondered if she had gotten a chance to check into that.
I have.
Are there other grants out there that are at our little panels can get?
I have, and I've actually printed the application, and it's going to be on a future meeting. This is a Texas Community Development Block Grant. We may qualify, we may not, because we have received a block grant before, but I am doing this 2020 application. I have it in my hand for cancel to see. So I have found one that we may be able to get. So, and I'm looking on for others.
Is that just
more grants you can get?
Right, I absolutely agree. And I am working on it. I have been looking for grants and researching grants, and I'm not going to stop looking.
Okay. But And we tear the streets up, and they're going to get the rug done, and we're going to have to fix them.
If we could get a grant for just the street, then we wouldn't have to fix it. We're going to have to do it.
Right. And then maybe we could look into, you know, some of the own money that we have. Maybe we could get a little trick with it, and maybe we could dedicate some of that money for this, which would drive down the price of diesel.
Right, because we could actually turn in some of that $942,000. Some of that money could be allocated to, like, street repair. So that way you can go with that bottom line street repair, and then in the next couple of years, we can repay them to a good quality. That way the citizens aren't having to pay out as much.
You know, my thoughts on this are how rational good, pretty good, very bad. You know, I'd like to peace. I'd like to give everybody their say in it, and the only way I know to do it, I think we need to proceed here with Terry. We need to make a decision, and to me, I think we ought to go ahead and try to do the hook everybody up for free, and that way, free's free, and do the street work too. And then I would like to maybe have a public, once we get some more information, maybe have a public hearing. I know we've had one, but that don't mean we can't have another one and let the citizens weigh in on it. And I've even talked with Sonia, I know, and have reached out to, you know, Ms. Van Wolf about saying if we could even put it on a ballot and let people decide.
My suggestion is to get your voter sheet and find out who's will be on the sewer system. Yes, for their name, address, and just tell them you need to come up to City Hall and you have out beside it for it or against it. And I'm just saying, yeah. You do that, whatever they do it, then say if it's one run, if you're paying $70 a month, hey, you get the sewer and all, it's going to run you from $130 to $160 a month. And right. The citizens decide, and
that's a good suggestion. Let right. Him that way.
Well, hey, that's
the money from a.
Well, I just don't want the citizens think that we're kind of putting something down their throat.
No, I don't think that's why I said having the election.
Right. No, I would think it happened later.
And you got to remember, it is mandatory that they hook up to the sewer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know they don't have a choice, but we have a choice to either say, no, we're going to back out. If we give everybody a fair shake at it, and the majority of the citizens now say, no, we don't want to do it, but they also understand that we're going to have to eat $1 million.
But there's pros and cons. There's pros and cons to this.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to look out for your citizens. The sewer's going to provide a lot of benefits. So you have to, you know, you have to think about, is the city ever going to get any businesses in here, or are we ever going to get anything the citizens ask for, like a gas station? A gas station. That's most people I talk to, that's the only thing they care about, is a gas station. Businesses aren't as prone to come into a city that does not have sewer. Because of the expense they have to go out of pocket. They can go to Lorena or they can go to Troy and build and make a profit. So that's something to look at. I mean, you have to look at the whole big picture. You can't just look at one part. And like Ms. Linda said, you know.
I agree with you on the flip side of that. We this town used to have, from my understanding, talk a lot of people, they're here for me. Used to have lots of business, and they had septic only. We had a septic down there, and this had septic only, and the interstate
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, if worse comes to worse, how come you can't put oversized tanks like down here where the Shell station was, and you still put a station in there?
Well, you have to have an investor willing to spend that money. Yeah. It's not up to us. I mean, it's not up to us if an investor wants to come or not.
Hey, you got something?
Was that you, Phil, or Terry, or somebody saying something?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm totally agreeable with Ricky Williams. I think when you look at this carefully, guys, I think that I need to go ahead and apply for the additional money on the grant. And let's see, what is Texas? That we are additional businesses. I know Rick
down, chose option three for my estimates as far as debtors, et cetera.
There's a big difference between option, there's about 630,000 difference between option two and option three.
Okay.
So
it would be good to get option three.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion that we go ahead and take action on securing a loan or slash grant increase with the exception with using
option
number
C. Are you talking about using the private property service work plus the street rehab option three?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes, sir.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Mr.
Okay. Anybody else want to say anything?
On third.
No third.
Okay. Motion made, seconded to apply for additional money grant loan. Grants included to make the amount go up to $16,936,000. That includes option three on the streets.
Yes, sir.
And the private property service work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All in favor?
Yes. You were right there? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That's unanimous to go with $16,936,000.
Just remember, and that part, something that Terry is always telling me, because I always ask that question, is they take away from the loan money first. So, like, if there's money left over, they'll take the grant money, not the loan. They'll take the grant money out of the equation before they take the loan out. Well, they use the loan money first. What I'm saying, they use the loan money first.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, I'll say that. I'm 30.